Please be advised, the following episode of This Blonde Can Talk is not the content you've come to expect. It is intended to shed light on the LA fires, how you can help, and how you can receive help should you need it. What you're about to hear may cause anxiety for some.
Hey guys, it's Melanie. Yesterday, I made a post on podcast socials that I would not be producing a podcast this week because of it just didn't feel right to put out a podcast in light of the California fires, which are both directly and indirectly affecting me personally, as well as countless other people. This is not about me. I don't want this to be considered a podcast episode for RSS continuity purposes. This is episode 87, but what it really is me sharing a ton of information on how you can help the people in Los Angeles right now. You can help them whether you're in LA or not. And I will get into that in a few minutes. So yesterday when I woke up and I found out that the fires were ravaging and they'd ravaged the Palisades, my heart broke because I have many friends who live in the Palisades. And I didn't know if their homes were still standing. I have filmed in the Palisades. I have lunched in the Palisades. I have memories in the Palisades. And the Palisades are gone. They will never be what they were. I'm just glad that I have the memory of what they were ingrained in my brain. And then I heard that the fires were sort of going towards Santa Monica, which is not that big. And somebody that I am super close to and love so dearly lives in Santa Monica. And I messaged that person. And when they did not immediately message me back, I thought the worst. And my heart just like sunk. And then not too long after, she sent me an email and she said, "I'm okay. My whole family, we're all okay. You know, we're in New Zealand and we're getting the same information you are." And it was kind of like a weight lifted off of me because this person is someone who changed my life. And I was very scared that perhaps something really bad had happened to her. So far, there are only 5 people dead, so they say. But they've started sending out cadaver dogs to the Palisades to find, you know, presumably more lost lives. And that's heartbreaking. And throughout the day, I watched the Palisades burn. And then I watched people on social media laughing that certain celebrities lost their home. I watched Jennifer Lopez fans wish that Ben Affleck's home would burn to the ground with him inside, which made me very sick because they were calling it karma, but I don't think anyone has ever, I don't think he's ever done anything so bad that he deserves to burn in a fire. I don't think anybody does. And I was genuinely traumatized by some of the things that I was reading, like, oh, well, they can afford to build new homes. I'm thinking about Martin Short, you know, his late wife, the home that he lived in with his late wife burned to the ground, memories gone forever, photos of his late wife gone forever. And I know that feeling because we had a flood some years back and I lost everything of my grandpa except for like 4 or 5 pictures. Now you have to remember I had 10 years with him. So we took a lot more than 4 or 5 pictures and that's all I have left. So, and this is not about me. At least I have 4 or 5 left. These people have nothing. And whether you are rich or poor, when you lose everything, it's irreconcilable. My heart is really broken. And if I'm, you know, tripping on words and if I sound discombobulated, I am. Last night, I was watching Wicked for the umpteenth time. This has become my comfort film. And then I heard about the Sunset Fire. And I was trying to keep my composure, but I became overcome with anxiety to the point that I could almost not breathe. I was shaking and my throat felt like it was closing because Runyon Canyon is right next door to where a friend of mine lives, where I often stay when I'm in California. And I wondered if she was okay. And I was just in shock, literally steps from her home, the entrance to hike Runyon Canyon. And then they closed it off all the way to Mulholland Drive, which is like all the way on the other side, for those of you who don't know. And then they started saying that the fire was headed for the Hollywood sign and the Walk of Fame. And I know that this is going to sound so selfish and so like minute, but the idea of the Hollywood sign burning made me collapse inside. This is a sign that I looked at often as a kid and thought, someday, you know, I'm going to get there, but not really believing that I ever would. And I did. And I remember the day that my plane landed in LA, and I looked out the window, and it was quite a distance away, and I saw the Hollywood sign, and I said, wow, there it is. And the people beside me thought that I must have been like weird or something, but I just couldn't believe that I had made it there. And I had I have so many amazing memories of being there. And then that area where the Chinese Theater and the Walk of Fame is, there are so many museums and so many artifacts and so much of, you know, eras gone by, if you will. And I thought, oh my God, all of this history is going to be lost. And I didn't want to lose it because I'm so tethered to that stuff, which is weird. But when I chose to, you know, go into acting, I adopted all of these people, some of them who have died and I could never meet, as family. And I thought about all the times that I sat under the little purple tree that sits just above Marlon Brando's Walk of Fame star and had conversations with the dead man who couldn't hear me. And I thought, if that goes, where will I go to talk to him? Which sounds so stupid, but I feel so tethered to him as a person. He's not buried anywhere. This is where I go. And I thought, it's going to be gone. And then I thought about the Sunset Strip and that corner of Sunset and La Brea where Quentin Tarantino pulled me over. And basically on the day, the worst day of my life, basically told me, you're enough. And I thought about all this being lost. And I became overcome with grief in a sense. And that's what caused me to have such a panic attack. And I had a very hard time getting out of bed today. I slept until like 1:30. And by 5:30, I wanted to go back to bed. And then I decided that I was going to hop on here and talk to you guys because I can post 100 stories of what I want to say, but you guys are just going to click through it and not listen. So I'm done talking about me. I'm done talking about, you know, celebrity homes burning down, because anybody who's celebrating anyone's home burning down, karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious? Like, for you, it's not. I don't know how the song goes, but I can't. Anyway, why I'm here is because I went online and I compiled as many resources as I could. It's not going to be all of them. But I've compiled a ton of resources to either help or get help for people who are affected by the fires. I'm basically just going to be reading it to you. I might paraphrase in some spots. I might stop. I might pause. Whatever. I might screw up. Please keep in mind that I'm having still like active anxiety and active grief. But I want you guys to. A lot of people are saying pray for LA. And yes, please pray. If you believe that prayer works, pray. Even if you don't, pray for those who do. But understand that prayer only goes so far. And right now, these people need a lot of help. And if it was you or me, we would want them to step up and do it for us. And I truly believe the people of LA would. So If you're looking for like ways to help people who are affected by the fires, these are, I'm going to give you a ton of options. And if you are someone affected by the fires and for some reason you found yourself listening to this, me rambling, there's also help for you here. So here are some of the organizations I found. So state, regional, and local grassroots organizations are collecting funds and recruiting volunteers to help those displaced or affected. Here are a few: American Red Cross, California Fire Foundation, Canine Rescue Club, GoFundMe. I'll elaborate. This I don't know how to pronounce, but it's LAGARTIJAS Climbing, CRU, Set Active, and Koreatown's YMCA locations. So here we go. Starting with the LA Fire Department, there is a call for supporting the Los Angeles Fire Department by donating to the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. The foundation is seeking monetary donations to equip firefighters battling the wildfires with items including emergency fire shelters, hydration backpacks, and wildland brush tools. You can donate at, to the cause online at supportlafd.kindful.com. American Red Cross, we are all familiar with. So the American Red Cross is working alongside its partners to provide shelter, food, emotional support, which believe me, if it affected me this much, the people who are in the thick of it are going to need that support and health services. Okay. The Los Angeles Regional Division is still identifying what resources will be needed in the coming days to support evacuees. So this is the Red Cross of Los Angeles, but there's already a number of ways to support the organization's efforts. You can support the Red Cross by making a donation online. So you just go to the redcross.com, or you can call and donate, I guess, using a credit card at 1-800-733-2767. Or to make it super easy, just text Red Cross to 90999. Donate whatever you can. No amount is too small. Please, like, help people. California Fire Foundation, which is a separate foundation from the LA Fire Department Foundation. The foundation is working with local fire agencies and community organizations to support residents impacted by the blazes. An online monetary donation to the California Fire Foundation Wildlife and Disaster Relief Fund supports victims of wildfires and disasters throughout California, including the LA County area. There is no link here, so it might be like on another bit of my resources. So if I come across that again, I'll share it. I'll mention that it's the same thing. But in case I don't, just type in Google California Fire Foundation and you'll be able to donate there. Canine Rescue Club. The Canine Rescue Club is a network of caregivers who foster dogs awaiting their forever homes, or I guess in this case, trying to find their families again. The club is looking for volunteers to offer temporary foster care for dogs displaced by the fires. You can apply to temporary house. I can't see it. I told you I was going to trip on my words. Temporarily house an affected dog by filling out an online form. Again, there's no link. So you'll have to Google Canine Rescue Club. If you're in LA County, LA area, you can foster dogs. But this is the least I think we can do at this point. GoFundMe. So I'm going to elaborate on this. GoFundMe has created a centralized online hub housing all verified fundraising pages related to the wildfires. So you will not be scammed out of your money. The hub will be updated with accounts as they are verified by the GoFundMe team. At the top of the hub is also GoFundMe's Wildlife Relief Fund 2025. You can donate to the Wildlife Relief Fund. Monetary donations help deliver cash grants directly to those impacted by fires. The GoFundMe team identifies verified individuals who qualify and are fundraising either for themselves or on behalf of someone else. The team may also provide grants to fundraisers benefiting small businesses and community relief efforts, or to vetted nonprofits coordinating long-term recovery. A lot of restaurants and community shops have all been kind of destroyed, so they are also going to need help. That is pretty self-explanatory. You just go to GoFundMe and type in Wildlife Relief Fund, and you should find everything there. The one that I can't pronounce, the LAGARTIJAS Climbing CRU, is a local climbing club, if that wasn't obvious. And they have created a Google spreadsheet to connect fire victims with people who want to donate gear or dehydrated meals like astronauts eat. You can sign up on the spreadsheet to lend or give gear, including sleeping bags and sleeping pads. You can also donate clothes, fuel, and dehydrated meals. There is, again, no link, so you will have to Google, if this is something that you are interested in, Google LAGARTIJAS space climbing space CRU. Set Active. Set Active is an athleisure brand based in Los Angeles and is accepting clothing donations for families affected by the fire. You can send the company a direct message via Instagram with your intent to donate, and the company will send you an address where you can drop off your donation. So find them on Instagram at SETACTIVE, Set Active. I don't know if they'll be accepting like shipped donations. Like, I don't know if you can donate remotely, but it's worth asking. If you have like extra clothes that you don't need, it's worth asking if you can ship it to them. You might help a family in need, because keep in mind, it is not only the rich and famous who have lost everything. There are people who make minimum wage who have lost everything, and they don't have clothes. It's like, they have nothing. They left with whatever they could. YMCA Koreatown locations. The Anderson Munger Family YMCA and the Koreatown YMCA Center for Community Well-Being are accepting essential items donations for victims. Both locations are accepting donations of items including unopened food, bread, jam, and canned goods, clothing, blankets, emergency supplies, and pet food. Donations can be dropped off at the Anderson Munger Family YMCA at 4301 West 3rd Street in Los Angeles. Doors close at 10 p.m. And at the Koreatown YMCA, 433 South Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles, doors close at 7 p.m. Keep in mind that they close respectively at 10 and 7 p.m. if you want to drop off clothing, emergency supplies, or food. So this is just, I'm so overcome with just grief, really. The Southern California Wildlife Relief Fund is also collecting donations, and Kate Beckinsale is matching them at the moment. So now would be a good time to donate, maybe. But it doesn't say where, but I did post a link on both my personal account and the podcast account, and I'll keep sharing it in my stories. So if you wouldn't mind clicking on my stories so that you can see where you can donate for the Southern California Wildlife Relief Fund, that would be great. I might come across a link for it in my next, because I have so many pages of resources. Okay, so another resource, the Entertainment Community Fund, ECF, is actively aware of the importance these fires, well, the importance, the impact these fires will have on those in the industry, including writers. For those needing emergency financial assistance or other support services, you can request intake. Now, again, I know there's people who are going to hear this and they're going to, you know, take it out of context. This is not for people who have millions of dollars in the bank. So if you need support, you can request intake by calling 323-933-9244 or emailing western@entertainmentcommunity.org. or simply heading to their website, entertainmentcommunity.org. Okay. Oh, also, if you need like emergency services and you don't know what to do, you can go to 211LA.org, or you can call, like you can dial 211 on your phone. But if you are outside of LA County, it's going to send you some to a different 211 because 211s are like emergency, not emergency, but like resource numbers that are assigned to every city. Every city has a 211. And if you're not in the specific place, it'll go to a different 211 regardless of your area code. For example, if I was in Boston and I dialed 211 with a Chicago number, it would not go to 211 Chicago. It would go to 211 Boston. So let's just, yeah, I need to just calm down. So this is from Vogue magazine. Currently, there are at least 5 wildfires raging across Los Angeles amid this devastation. 130,000 people have been advised to evacuate their homes for safety. More than 1.2 million people are without power, and communities and landmarks remain under dire threat as firefighters continue to battle the flames throughout Los Angeles. It says head to the link in our bio, but I did it so you wouldn't have to. And now you get to listen to me share it. And I'm only sharing it because the information is good, and it's necessary to be shared. So on top of, you know, the 130,000 people who have been advised to evacuate, and the 1.2 who are without power, there are 440,000 people facing similar conditions, and some 1,900 buildings and structures have been confirmed destroyed, which is an awful lot. Like Malibu, this is not part of the article, just all along the Pacific Coast Highway is gone. Palisades are gone. I'm in disbelief. The 5 most significant fires fueled by strong Santa Ana winds. Oh, by the way, the winds are expected to pick up in the next 2 days, 3 days. So things could get much worse, but let's try to be positive and let's try to send as much money and resources as we can to the LAFD so that they can put out the fires quicker. So the most significant fires are Palisades, Eaton, Hearst, Lydia, and Sunset. Although I think they should have probably updated this because Sunset is pretty much contained. The evacuation order has been lifted. People have returned to their homes. Of course, they need to remain cautious, but that fire, as far as I know, is almost contained, or at least it's under control. The Palisades fire covers at least a monumental 17,234 acres. This article was written 8 hours ago, so I cannot imagine how much more has burned in that time. This is the most destructive fire in the city of Los Angeles' history. A small fire, the Woodley Fire, is burning, but reportedly under control, while the Olivia's Fire in Ventura County was extinguished on Wednesday, January 8th. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency on Tuesday, January 7th. A statement from the White House noted that President Biden is focused on mobilizing life-saving and life-sustaining resources across the region. He has directed the Department of Defense to move quickly and provide additional firefighting personnel and capabilities to the state of California. He has declared the incident a major disaster, which gives impacted communities and survivors the ability to immediately access funds and resources to aid in their recovery. Communities and landmarks remain under dire threat. Beloved neighborhood shops and restaurants have been destroyed, and iconic landmarks like the Hollywood sign and Griffith Observatory, the TCL Chinese Theater, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame are in the path of encroaching flames. This is no longer true, but it's still in the article, and it could come true again. So I'm just hopeful that it won't. The fires also arrived during the thick of the city's award season. All of this is kind of petty, but I'll just read it anyway. The Critics' Choice Awards, originally set to take place on Sunday, were postponed by 2 weeks. I don't think they're going to have the city rebuilt in 2 weeks. Several premieres, including that of Gia Coppola's The Last Showgirl, have been canceled. Additionally, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Science has postponed the announcement of Oscar nominations. Like, this is a big deal. Oscar nominations to give members more time to cast their ballots, while other entertainment events worldwide have been canceled in solidarity. Thank you to those who canceled in solidarity. Celebrities including Paris Hilton, Billy Crystal, and couple Leighton Meester and Adam Brody have reportedly lost their homes. I do believe that they are using these big names to highlight the fact that it can happen to anyone, and it's tragic. As firefighters continue to push back against this horrifying disaster, there are a few things wherever you are in the world that you can do to support their efforts. So these may be things that I've already mentioned, but if they are, I'm sorry. If not, then at least you'll have the links either way. Again, I'm so sorry for how discombobulated I am. I am still in a state of shock and I am still experiencing crippling anxiety, but I needed to do this for the city that I love and the many people there that I love. So Fight Hunger LA is one of the options. So let's start with this. The Los Angeles Regional Food Bank is working with government agencies and other nonprofit organizations to respond to the disaster. The food bank is accepting donations of both cash and food at its two distribution centers, as well as additional help from volunteers. You can find more information about their work here, but the link, it goes nowhere. So just if you're in the LA area, because obviously this is not something that you can do from New England. You can't go from New England to LA to distribute food. Oh my God. The link, it doesn't go anywhere. So Google Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. Oh, you know what? Here's the website. www.lafoodbank.org. I don't know why I saved it on a separate page. Sorry about that. The California Fire Foundation, which I've already mentioned, and the website for that is cpf.salsalabs.org. And if that didn't make any sense to you, just Google the California Fire Foundation. They are currently supporting some of the 7,500 firefighting and emergency personnel on the ground right now. So please donate and you might make a huge difference. The nonprofit Baby 2 Baby is providing essential items such as diapers, food, formula, and hygiene products for children and families in Los Angeles in dire need, collaborating with 470 partner organizations from schools to shelters and hospitals in LA County. You can donate directly to their disaster emergency relief program. And that website is donate.baby2baby.org. And then, of course, we come back to the Red Cross. The American Red Cross is responding to people in need of support as they flee the wildfires. You can donate to their efforts by going to www.redcross.org. I said .com earlier. It's .org, but I'm sure you probably figured that out. Their network provides services to more than 10 million residents in 88 cities across Los Angeles County, as well as parts of Ventura County, Kern County, and Monterey. Monetary donations also help to support their two emergency shelters for people impacted by the Palisades fire. So this is super, super important. Animal Wellness Foundation. The Animal Wellness Foundation is raising funds to assist in housing and feeding pets that had to be left behind by owners who evacuated. The organization is using an old vet hospital in Marina Del Rey. Donate directly here. So this is tricky. The link for Canine Rescue Club. So Canine Rescue Club is doing the same thing, but the links are PayPal donations. So I'm not sure how to share with you because it just shows me www.paypal.com. So it's kind of weird. But what I can do is I will save the links and post them to my stories. I will post every single link to my stories, even though I'm sharing them with you here. World Central Kitchen is another one. A Southern California relief team providing sandwiches and water to evacuated people in need of relief, which is pretty much everyone, and resources. as well as to responders and emergency personnel on the front lines. Pasadena Convention Center is their main hub. You can donate at donate.wck.org, and that's to donate to World Central Kitchen, which provides fresh meals to people who are in need. These are resources for people who are displaced or who are in need of food, shelter, whatever. So we're back to the Red Cross. The Red Cross shelters specifically. The Red Cross is providing shelter and support for those currently impacted by the Palisades fires with an emergency shelter in Westwood Recreation Center at 1350 South Supalveda. I'm saying that wrong. I know how to say it. So whatever. Los Angeles 90025 for people as well as their domestic family pets. So this is a shelter where you can bring your cats, your dogs with you. A secondary site at Pierce College, 6201 Winnetka Avenue, Woodland Hills, California, 91371. They are welcoming larger animals and livestock. So like horses, cows, pigs, things like that. So this is a great resource for people who are displaced with animals. Airbnb is working with 211 LA, providing temporary housing for anyone in Los Angeles vicinity who has been displaced by fire and needs shelter. You can go to 211 LA or airbnb.org, or you can call 211, whatever works best for you. Okay, California Community Foundation. With its grants, the California Community Foundation addresses the growing impact of climate change and worsening wildfire seasons, particularly on marginalized communities. The foundation utilizes its own research and the CDC's Social Vulnerability Index to highlight what undeserved communities require financial support and assistance. It's vital to understand that the recovery from such natural disasters can take years and recognize the impact. Again, there is no donation link, or is there? Yo, I found the link. It's connect.calfund.org, connect.calfund.org. Several Los Angeles restaurants and food outlets are offering free food to responders and people impacted. They include East Hollywood Restaurant, Bar Etoile, and Yeasty Boys Bagels Food Trucks in Silver Lake, Studio City, Melrose Place, Los Feliz, Venice, DTLA, and Highland Park. Wildfire Maps, the National Integrancy Fire Center has listed maps with real-time wildfire situational information, including fire parameters, weather, and fire directions. This is important because there's a lot of misinformation being spread on social media about the wildfires. Like, people are, I'm sure you've seen it, they've made like AI images of the Hollywood sign on fire. And people are just not checking their sources, because I had a friend who posted this on Facebook and she was like, oh my God, pray for California. And she wasn't worried about it until that particular sign caught on fire. But I knew that it wasn't true and I corrected her. And she was like, no, I heard it on the radio, which means people in the media are not fact-checking. As a matter of fact, my local news is reporting that Ben Affleck's home burned to the ground, even though there are photos of Ben Affleck heading to his home, which is apparently still standing. So I don't know where they're getting this misinformation from. Here are some reliable places where you can find information that is correct. So up-to-date information and alerts via lafd.org/alerts. Follow them at Los Angeles Fire Department. Registered nonprofit for help and support. Follow them at LAFD Foundation. You can also follow at Watch Duty app, real-time updates with maps. Ready LA County, phone, email, and text alerts by registering at ready.lacounty.gov emergency notifications. at NWS, download the NWS app for real-time weather alerts, which will help you to find out more about the freaking crazy winds. Okay, here we go. Support for displaced pets and animals. They're also looking for volunteers, as I mentioned earlier. Canine Rescue Club at Canine Rescue Club. And here is the website, caninerescue.club/foster. MySafe LA partners with the LA Fire Department to enhance community resilience. Volunteer at www.mysafela.org/volunteer. Volunteer County of Los Angeles engages in various community activities, including disaster response, recovery efforts. Volunteer here, volunteer.lacounty.gov. And then again, the Red Cross. And if you want to volunteer for them, redcross.org/local/California/Los Angeles/volunteer. And then here's a couple more ways that you can donate that, again, could be something that I've already mentioned. So here we go. Community Foundation I'm sorry for tripping on words, but I'm riddled with anxiety. Community Foundation Wildlife Recovery Fund supports intermediate and long-term recovery efforts for major California wildfires, as well as preparedness efforts. You can donate at calfund.org/funds/wildlife-recovery-fund. California Fire Foundation, I do believe I mentioned it already, but you can donate by going to cafirefoundation.org. Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles assists in rebuilding homes for those affected by wildfires. You can help them out by going to www.habitatla.org/support-us. Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, we've already mentioned, but still directly supports the Los Angeles Fire Department website, support.lafd.org. Mentioned World Central Kitchen already, but just in case, wckc.org/news/first-alert-ca-fires-jan25. Okay, so these are animal evacuation centers. Los Angeles Equestrian Center, 480 Riverside Drive, Burbank. Pierce College Equestrian Center, 71 El Rancho Drive. Sorry, 7100 El Rancho Drive, Woodland Hills. Rose Bowl Stadium, 1001 Rose Bowl Drive, Pasadena. Agora Animal Care Center, 29525 Agora Road, Agora Hills. Pasadena Humane Society, 361 South Raymond Avenue, Pasadena, California. Pierce College Equestrian Center. Why is this here twice? Oh, because there's more than one location. Okay. 6201 Winnetka Avenue, Woodland Hills, California. Human Evacuation Centers. Westwood Recreation Center, 1350 South Supaveda Boulevard. El Camino Real Charter High School, 5440 Valley Circle Boulevard, Woodland Hills. Pasadena Convention Center, 300 East Green Street, Pasadena, California. And then I've shared all of the donation links that I have, and I've shared all the resources that I was able to track down. If you find more, please share them with me so that I can share them. I'm going to share all of this on my socials as well, like links. I'll probably have to do a link tree, but I'm going to, you know, put together something so that it's easier for you guys. Thank you for listening to this. This is equal part me really just wanting to help and wanting this all to end, in equal part trauma dump, because I am devastated for my friends. And I just wish that I could be there to do more to help. But I'm trying, and that's all I can ask of myself. And now I'm going to go lay down because all of this is just too much. But I want to thank you guys for listening. If you listened this far, please, if you've never shared this podcast before, share it this time, because this time it matters. I'll be back. I don't know when. I don't think now is really the time to reach out to anyone to see if they want a guest on the podcast. So I guess this is me signing off with a indefinite hiatus that I didn't see coming. I may come around with something to discuss. I wanted to get on here and talk about the Golden Globes, but it's not the time. So yeah, this is an indefinite hiatus, unfortunately, but like the city of Los Angeles, I will be back and I'll be better and I'll be stronger. Thanks for listening, and please do what you can to help. Bye.